So here I am today interviewing Mo Colors and Om Unit, and Dean Blunt is performing. We can hear him in the background.
That's right.
So Mo Colors, hello. Hello, Om Unit.
Hi. How's it going, everybody?
It's really nice to meet you guys. You, Mo Colors, you just finished your performance here on the Styropor Festival.
How do you
feel about it?
It was okay. I didn't catch some things that I managed to catch. Something wasn't quite there for me to grab onto at times. But generally, it's good. I like to try and make a connection with the audience, and I feel like I might not have made quite a connection because of various reasons.
Well,
I beat myself up.
No, but you were amazing. I can say that. I was defending the front line.
Cheers.
Yeah, and I felt like you weren't really bothered by the crowd being all crammed up in the back.
Well, I was in a way, but you know, there's nothing. Sometimes it's, you can't force it too much. There's a vibe, and like if it doesn't catch on, sometimes it doesn't quite. That's it. But I think there's enough people there that are smiling, and I got a good like round of applause and stuff, so I'm chuffed. But you know, maybe that connection with people wasn't quite there.
But you still had a good show.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. So, in your shows, you do a lot of live sampling.
Yeah.
Also, the lyrics. I want to talk about your lyrics, because sometimes it feels like you made stuff as you go along.
Well, there's always like a basis for what it is, but I like to change like the flow and the melodies and stuff, and like mess around. Like I forget the words of my own lyrics and stuff, so I just mess around, and it makes it fun and something that I don't have to worry about, rather than if I had to do the song the same every time, I can't do that, so I make a point of like messing around with it, you know. It's fun as well.
It's exactly one of the things I like about you and the way you make your music. It's really free, and just, you know, if you forget something, just create something new. So.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You also have a Mauritian background,
yeah.
And you put a lot of that into your music.
I think, like, you know, an energy, a spirit, a rawness of like sort of, you know, just really trying to tap into like something deeper than just, you know, the surface of. What appears to be the music, you know, and I think there's other things underneath it in Mauritian culture that they seem to do so easily, and it's something that I try and do myself. It's really hard, but that's what I mean. Just making these connections and stuff, and really getting a good. It's important for me.
I'm Unit.
Hey.
You used to be too tall. You still are very tall, but you are Om Unit now.
What? That's correct.
Yeah. Why did you change it?
I got bored of talking about my height.
Well,
to be honest, it was a bad name.
Yeah, also a very obvious one.
Yeah. It was a nickname from when I was a kid, I think. So, also, I had just a change in my whole life in general. There was a big change, you know. You start approaching 30 and you... your priorities change, and I just chose to take a different path, you know? That's why.
Well, you probably start very young, because you're doing this for over 10 years now.
I've been making music for 20 years.
20 years?
Yeah, but I mean, releasing music for 12, 13 years now. And yeah, just after quite a few years, I was like, time to restart. Yeah. Hopefully I don't get the Mark Pritchard syndrome.
How did you choose the new name?
Om Unit. Well, I guess I'm. It could be said I'm a fairly spiritual person, so it's. I kind of have hippie roots, you know. So yeah, I mean, Om means has different meanings, but it's really the the sound of creation, the hymn of the universe, things being coming into being, and unit is a single thing or a person, so it's really me doing that.
When I told people I'm gonna interview both of you at the same time, and they were like, yes, but these guys are really different. But I was, but then I was like, no, they're not. They both make amazing music.
Thank you.
They both find inspiration in something grand, I think. You have your roots, and so do you, in a way.
Yeah.
Maybe not some fancy ethnical roots, but...
No, not at all. We could really go there if you want, but you know, my roots are in just my imagination, I think, you know, more than anything cultural, which is a statement about being white and English. You know, our roots have long since been destroyed. You know, so that's a whole nother conversation. But yeah.
Maybe we should focus on music.
Let's focus on music. Yeah. I've got hiccups as well, by the way. In case I sound like I'm having a crazy fit.
No, it's okay.
Dean Blunt's in the room midway through the show.
Yeah, that's... I just might faint now.
Quick glass of wine.
Yeah, of course.
Sounding good, man?
Oh, yeah, thank you. Spliff! Oh, fuck's sake, man.
You good?
Are you into class?
Yeah, you're right.
Well,
say hi.
Say hi.
Yeah. Okay, so
where were we?
That was Dean Blunt.
Okay, so inspiration.
Yeah, inspiration.
Well, I mean, it's funny that you talking. You were like, let's not talk about this and go somewhere else. But like for me, like. It's all kind of the same kind of stuff, like, and like, music is just like one sort of finger of the hand of many things that express a deeper sort of understanding and trying to a longing to find something, you know, and like, so all these like ways of looking at the way you are in life and. Where your roots are and stuff, like Jim was saying, it's like
it's not the only way.
there's all these ways, you know, and it's all intertwined. And I feel like inspiration can come from anywhere. It can come from, you know, just looking at something, or it can come from your favorite record, or you can read something, or you can, you know, there's many ways you can. Yeah.
Just a. Something broken perhaps makes a weird noise, and oh look, you can record that, loop that, and you got a new interesting sound.
For real, I've got these glasses in the kitchen that when you pick them up together they make this, you know, you get that like kind of sound when two glasses hit, but it's got some next level length to it. I have to record it. Yeah, I know, they're crazy. It's adding to the experience, I'm sure. Just pure hiccups. My inspirations? Are we asking about that?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Of course.
All right. I think, I don't know. It's hard. If you say like, I mean, you made a really good point, Joe. Because like, if you just say I'm inspired by this music, that music, you just create a loop. It's a loop, which is a dying sort of thing. You know, I think you have to maintain. Input from anywhere and everywhere. I think that's the thing. For me personally, obviously you can hear what I do now is inspired heavily by the sound of London, I think, you know, for sure, like various music scenes that are going on in London. I mean, I was inspired by early dubstep, British hip hop, but as well as like weird German synthesizer records and, you know, yeah, so I mean, I take stuff from everywhere, really. Yeah, jazz, reggae, soul, funk, disco, R&B, electronic, house, garage, drum and bass, broken beat, dancehall, dub. Not enough. I don't have enough folk music in my life. But you know, that's because I'm the electronic guy, I guess, at the moment.
Doesn't stop all those genres you mentioned. That's the same for me. It's ridiculous. I don't even see them as genres, really. There's too many crossover people on records and that. You know what I mean? So it's sad that you have to explain it like that. But you need a way to.
But we can't sit here and go, sound is just sound. That's the problem. It's kind of a.
You could though, if enough people did.
Oh well, yeah, for sure. I mean, but it's true. It's not a lie. But I think the thing is that basically. It's like a necessary evil, unfortunately. It seems to be the way.
It's just something to animate the critics, really, so they have something to write about.
For sure. And there are certain people that have a good voice in music, journalism, but I think on the whole it's in the gutter, if you ask me. But
yeah.
That's fine, you know. Things come and go.
Yeah. Waves.
So, you got your own record label, mm-hmm. Is that right? Mm-hmm. Cosmic Bridge.
That's correct, yeah.
How come?
I made a couple of tunes with a friend of mine, a guy called Chrome Star, who's one of the sickest guys in grime and dubstep and just beat making for me in the UK. And yeah, we just made a couple of tracks and I was like, I don't really want anyone else to actually have this. So I thought, okay, well, I had an offer from a distributor to start a label. It's really boring, actually. But yeah, we just were like, okay, let's do this and put it out. And then it kind of spawned this thing and chose to just follow. It was never any plans. And now we're on our 9th release.
But you didn't release your album on your own.
On my label?
Yeah.
I didn't want to handle my own album. It's too close to home. I mean, I have Civil Music, who I've released music through, which is who actually now run Cosmic Bridge. I've passed it over to them. I built it as far as I can, so. Yeah. I don't want to self-release an album. That's like suicide. Too precious about it. You have to let someone else handle that stuff, you know.
Yeah, but and also not to worry about bureaucracy.
Yeah, sure. I don't want to get too in the mix with that, you know. No, definitely not.
Okay, you are on the one-handed.
Yeah.
And you release all your EPs and this album for free.
Yeah.
How come?
Because the internet's just really easy to just get it, isn't it? So what we did is put it out on vinyl and then say, well, if you want to listen to it for free, then listen to it for free, but if you like it, then you'll come to the shows and hopefully you'll buy the record.
Do you have any with you today?
Some beats on me.
Yeah, well, what about the record?
No, I don't know.
Sold out, probably.
I do actually have some that I should be bringing on the road. we got a few more pressed up and stuff. So, so it's great. It's great being able to do it at all.
Okay. Because I also view the music the way you guys do it. That everything comes from the universe, and it just that everything is connected. So that's why I really like you guys. You know, because. I think we think alike, you know.
Okay.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do we translate that to people at home?
I think it's just noise, I guess.
It's noise, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's just like noise. The ears have to be ready to listen. Yeah. I guess. Yeah.
But I think people are coming through. That more and more people is thinking this way. You know, just. Seeing that everything is connected and
I think it's definitely becoming more obvious, or perhaps I don't know, I can't really speak for society. I'm not going to be arrogant to assume, actually. I take that back. I have no idea if there is a revolution or not. I really can't.
Yeah,
see.
Some people try.
I mean,
I like to be around people that believe that. So,
traveling around and stuff, like traveling around, like going to places. Do you feel like, you know, like I personally feel like I meet a lot of like-minded people. We were talking about this earlier.
Yeah, yeah.
And there is a feeling that a current that's moving in a certain direction, but what that is and how to define it is crazy. But you know, there is a feeling that's different from a few years ago. Definitely, and there is this holistic like approach that people seem to be running towards, in my opinion, you know, wherever I seem to dip around. But
yes, and then
that could just be the shows you get booked.
Exactly, and this is
that's what I feel about. I can't say. It could be a personal experience for both of us.
Yeah, I was just thinking the same thing earlier, because I'm really hyped about this event, you know, upon meeting you guys and seeing you perform.
Mm-hmm.
And then I see that not so many people show up. I was expecting packed, you know, going to have to be elbowing around.
Right,
but I had a lot of space. So I guess there are like-minded people, there's just not so much of them. And we're just lucky to... I guess we're just drawn together like some sort of gravity field. We have.
Yeah, I think that's a completely logical. That's a completely logical thing that would happen, you know. From making art, it's like you put something out, and it's like a call. You know, you're calling out, and then you want a response. That's what this process is, and I think that it's logical that the people that would come are people that. Understand you, so yeah.
It's sort of hard to put all those feelings and understandings into words.
I understand what that is, but it's, you don't really need to put it into words. I don't think the words are that important when it comes to all this, you know.
Yeah, I agree. It's more like I was saying earlier, intention. You put your intention. I mean, I think it's interesting that you got us both to talk together, actually, and what you were saying earlier, coming back to your original point. Our music is really quite different, and sort of sound appreciation is kind of in different spheres, but we do come together in this strange place, just talking to each other about issues. And so there is this crossover of, you know, the really... And it's funny how you talk about the people out there, because they're going to be the same crowd. The crossover. I'm wondering if just music plays a role, or if there's other things, like we say, deeper ideas of understanding that these people have similar lines in somewhere else, not just Sonics, you know. So, yeah. So maybe I'm just repeating what we were just saying anyway. But yeah.
I think it's a valid point. If in all honesty, I DJ, you know, I play my stuff, other people's stuff out on stage. If I could really do exactly what I wanted to do, it would be more like some kind of ritualistic, like something really out there, but nobody would come. I wouldn't be able to make a living, you know?
Yeah, but he does it, you know, like Indians.
You know, this is even more ritualistic. This is even more like, you know, I'm really inspired by this. I'm like, shit, man, I need to get a dude that just stands there, like,
yeah,
you know what I mean, and all this type of stuff. Because it's, yeah, I mean.
What they're doing out there to me is that's legit. That's like a legit spontaneous live show.
Yeah,
I'm a DJ. I'm a DJ / producer type of person, but in my heart of hearts, like what we're talking about, some kind of universal connection. You know, I kind of feel like I feebly kind of attempt to do that with DJing, and sometimes it works. I won't lie, like I've had moments that have been very special. But I think, I feel like where's the radicalism, you know, like, and
you're putting it into your music that you make, and like.
No, I'm not though, man.
No.
In all honesty, like I'm not going anywhere near as deep as I should be.
Okay.
Yeah, if I'm honest, man.
So there's still space then for you.
There's a lot more space for that.
That's exciting, man.
Yeah, no, it's good. See, I think people like what I do, but you know, and that's kind of sticky too, because you kind of feel drawn into doing that same thing again and again. Sorry.
I like that though, you say there's space, because I feel like I leave myself loads of, like I should be doing loads more. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I just sort of don't, because then I can do some more later, maybe, or something. Yeah, you know what I mean? Leave a bit of space.
You just don't want to fill up the whole room, because then that's it. Done.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, sure.
Well, there's still there's always open spaces. You just have your shows on the field.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, hey, you know, if you could convince people to, you know, break with you know,
it's the punters, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the thing. At the end of the day, it's still a living we're making, you know. Yeah, it's a funny one, man.
It is a funny one.
I would have everyone out in the field and just be, I don't know, it would all be a bit more way more hippie.
In the woods,
yeah,
around here there's some amazing forests now. Imagine that, just like go out there with a system. Let out a wooden system, you know.
What would you do if the room was filled with mirrors?
I'd feel really self-conscious.
Yeah, so would I. I think, why was this room built?
Yeah. I'd probably mess around and try and see what kind of weird shapes I can make with the mirrors.
I'd probably talk about Bruce Lee, maybe.
Yeah.
Dragon, Enter the Dragon. At the end, he's like trapped in the room with all the mirrors. Guy keeps slashing him and stuff.
Yeah.
You made a song called Swimming Dragon.
Yeah.
One of the first songs I heard of from you and loved it, and that's how I actually started to listen to your music.
Yeah.
Why did you call it Swimming Dragon?
I was doing Qigong at the time, which is a form of martial arts meditation body movement. Mm. And there's a really powerful move called Swimming Dragon. And while I was doing it, I could just imagine this swimming dragon, and it was such a powerful image. It stuck with me, and like I heard there's some sounds in there that I heard when I was doing this stuff, and I just put it into the tune. I got the synth and kind of made it, and then
because it feels like you were, it feels like some sort of Asian inspiration in there,
right?
Yeah, it has that feeling.
Yeah,
so I think you nailed it.
Thank you. You're the first person to ever mention that. That's wicked.
Yeah, I don't, it's just the first song I heard from you, so yeah. I was like, gotta ask. I also have to ask you, on this last album there's a skit song that someone is talking about
rooms,
being someplace and then have to go somewhere
else. Drifter. Yeah,
where did you get that?
It's from a Jim Jarmusch movie called Permanent Vacation. It's one of his first that he did a feature length. And it's basically about this kid who's like, just like a waif, you know, he's just a drifter. And it's him talking about the feeling of dread that you get before. I've sort of been quite nomadic in my life, and like, that I understand that, like this feeling of kind of this impending doom that you have to escape, you know, which is probably just in your mind, you know, but yeah, so kind of, it was me from really when I was younger. I'm more settled in my life now and things are more stable, but I don't know, it just really struck a chord with me, so I just, put it in there.
You also have on the last album, the last track, The Road.
Yeah, The Road with Charlie Dark.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's really powerful as well.
Yeah, Charlie was amazing on that. Yeah, I told him what I wanted to convey, the message, and yeah, he nailed it. And then some, you know. The video is amazing as well. Even though I got a load of shit because the... Sorry, I got a load of trouble because...
No, please say shit again.
Shit. I got into a load of shit with some people on YouTube because it like focuses on this guy has like a Nike logo on his trainer, and then there's another shot where there's a Nike logo on the side of a van.
Product placement?
Well, that's the thing. People are like, just immediately assume the worst and said, oh, why is there product placement? It's like, I'm not fucking Jay-Z, man. Like, I don't have money to like I'm not in cahoots with Nike, you know? I'm not some kind of superstar. It was literally a mistake. Like, it just happened that way. And like, it's amazing, like the process of watching the YouTube video, like more and more people being like, man, I can't believe it's fucking Nike, man. And it's like, well, what shoes are you wearing? You know, like what, you know? So there's this mad negativity that kind of came out of it, which I find that kind of interesting on a weird internet social level. But the tune itself, like, is something else. You know? It's not really about any of that, but yeah, that was kind of, that was a bit crazy, actually.
Talking about shoes and internet, you are on the internet. You do use social networks. Like others, you don't use them. No, you have a Twitter account, but it's never been used.
Yeah. I don't know. I just signed up, and then I just had nothing to say. I just didn't know what to say. And in hindsight, like, you could say, there is stuff I could think of saying now. You know what I mean? Promotional things and things that get to a wide audience and whatnot. I suppose it's good in that way. But otherwise, I just have no attraction to it.
Yeah, but like, you have Alex Chase to do your promotion, so.
Yeah, he's a good.
Yeah, shout out to Alex Chase.
Shout out.
He writes the best emails. I actually read them.
He's great.
Yeah.
Good sense of humor.
He's out in Colombia at the moment.
Yeah, fishing.
Probably.
And that's what he said in his last email newsletter. And you write your songs, the lyrics, they're really simple. You know, just casual, everyday stuff. You know, there's one about your brown dog.
Yeah,
or just driving a car, or being annoyed by complaining neighbors. Or banana wine, what is that anyway?
That is a drink that you can get in some places. In Mauritius, where my dad's from, in West Africa and other places in Africa.
I want to try that.
Yeah, it's quite nice.
Is it nice? It sounds amazing.
It's not yellow. It's like it's like almost red.
Yeah,
it's quite nice.
Because if you try stuff, you know, that they're supposed to taste like a banana, they never do.
No.
Ever thought about that? Why stuff that's supposed to taste like a banana doesn't taste like a banana?
Yeah, it's true. Banana sweets. Yeah. They're rubbish.
It's like everyone says everything tastes like chicken.
Everything tastes like sugar.
Yeah.
To be honest.
Yeah. Everything does taste like sugar.
Okay. Okay. So we already heard you. Omi and Yuti are gonna be performing after.
I'm gonna be DJing.
Oh, you're gonna be DJing.
I take the safe option.
Yeah. And this is one of my favorite songs from Dean. So.
You wanna go?
No. Yeah. Well, mixed feelings. Tell me about your DJing.
The DJing thing? Well,
what have you prepared for us today?
Well, I thought tonight, like, you know, recently I've been playing a lot of jungle, which is cool, but how that would go down tonight, I don't really know. I feel like it's just going to empty the room, especially after this. So I am just going through my collection and pulling out some of the more meditative, chill stuff. Maybe a little bit more of my stuff too.
Well, yes, please. That's why we came here.
Yeah. You know, I do that from time to time, but sometimes, like, I never know what's going to happen till I land, because I get booked in all kinds of little pockets. You know, like, I got booked to play in Rome and had no idea. I just thought I was going to go to some club and play to a small bunch of people, and I stood up, and then I walked in and there was 2,000 people. And I'm like, okay, I need to raise the game a little. So, you know, so I have to be really versatile, which is an art form in itself, you know. But I was a DJ since I was 15 years old. So it's something that I enjoy, and I still love to play with the craft and art of DJing, you know. So as much as it is kind of a cop out, you know, but I've never found a way of doing what I want to do live properly, you know, like, because I'm a studio guy, I sit in front of a computer and everything I do is fairly cerebral, you know, generally. So it's kind of hard to recreate that spontaneously, you know. I'm very into, like, fine tuning and subtlety and stuff, which gets really lost in the club in a way, you know. So I don't know. I'll get there in the end, but I suspect it might end up just kind of being ambient, you know, which is great. I'll be happy with that, you know. Yeah. Just go back to day job and play ambient music. You know, I'd be happy with that. That's the thing, it's fine.
Well, as long as you're happy,
no,
that's
okay.
It's
fine.
Okay, so I look forward to seeing you, DJ. Thank you guys for the interview. I will, of course, harass you now with some record signing because I brought both of your records.
You're very welcome. You deserve it for sitting here listening to our rambling.
Oh, thank God that you were rambling, so I didn't have to make up more questions. I'm just going to cut out my bits and leave yours in.
Okay.
You guys were great, and keep doing what you're doing.
For sure.
Cheers for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for the chat.